Throughout this parak, we have seen a novel idea in the world of tumah, impurity, and that is splitting the inside and the outside of a kli into two, such that it is possible, at least on a midrabanan level, for only the outer surface of a kli to become tameh, when a impure liquid touches the outer surface, and yet the inside will remain pure. That having been said, if the tomei liquid touches the inside of the kli, the entire kli, including the outer surface, will become tomei. And the Mishnah recaps that kol hakelim yesh lo achrayim v'soich, all utensils, or at least those to which the law of achrayim v'toich is relevant, have this law that if the tomei liquid only touches the outer surface, then only that will become tomei, whereas the rest of it will remain pure. And the Mishnah now adds a third part of the kli, the yeshloim based tzviya. They also have another distinct part of the based tzviya that refers to the hollowed out handle, either in the side of the utensil or towards the top of the utensil if it had a thick rim. Part of the wall of the utensil would be hollowed out in order for one to be able to grip the kli and use that as a handle, instead of a handle that protrudes outwards away from the kli. This was actually carved into the kli itself. And essentially, this is considered to be a part of the outside of the kli. However, because it is distinctly separate and it serves a different purpose to the rest of the outside of the kli, we therefore view it as its own part. So if tomei liquid touches the inside of the kli, then the entire kli becomes tomei. There's nothing to talk about, including the based tzviya. But if the based tzviya alone becomes tomei via tomei liquid touching it, then only that will become tomei, whereas the rest of the outer surface will remain pure. And likewise, if the tomei liquid touches the rest of the outer surface, the based tzviya, this area which is carved into the outside of the kli, used for gripping the kli, that would remain pure. So according to the Tanakhama, this additional part of the kli applies to any kli that already has the law of Achrayim V'Toich. If it also has a based tzviya, then this law would apply. We would view the based tzviya as a separate part. The Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Rabbi Tarfin says that it only applies to kelim that are only ever carried by this grip. If it's something that doesn't need to be carried with that carved area which is used for gripping the kli, that just makes it easier and it's often used, but sometimes people would carry it without that. So then it's not considered to be significantly different and distinct from the rest of the outside. But if it's a kli like La'ariv or Gedolah Shel Eitz, a very large wooden bowl used for kneading, in order to carry such a bowl, because of its large sides, you would really need to use that carved handle. So then it would be considered a distinct part from the rest of the outer part of the utensil. Rabbi Akiva says, L'koisais, we're going to understand this to mean that it also applies to cups, although technically speaking, one doesn't need to use the carved-in handle when gripping a cup. Those types of cups that did have a based tzviya by which one could grip the cup more firmly, people would always use that if the cup did have such a based tzviya. So although it's not really needed, you're able to hold a cup even without that, since when it did have a based tzviya, it was pretty much always held like that. So we would also view the based tzviya as a separate part when it comes to cups. Now, although based tzviya is essentially identical to the achrayim, the outside surface of the utensil, just that it can be viewed as its own distinct part of the outside surface. However, the truth is that it's not identical to the rest of the outside surface, because it's only in very specific scenarios that the Rabbonon were lenient as to view it as a separate part of the rest of the kli, such that it wouldn't become tomei if the rest of the outside became tomei, and it wouldn't make the rest of the outside tomei if that alone became tomei. Rabbi Meir says that this entire concept of viewing the based tzviya separately only applies liodayim hatmeis, to hands that become tomei. This refers to a concept which is only midrabanan, midaraisa. It's not possible for one's hands alone to become tomei. However, midrabanan, if somebody touches a rishon letumah, something which is one step removed from a primary avhatumah level, as well as stam yodayim, which refers to hands that haven't been watched over, if one doesn't know what he has touched, then midrabanan, he also needs to assume that his hands are on the level of a sheni letumah, two steps removed from that primary avhatumah level. Now, somebody who has Tomei hands, which are only Tomei Midrabanon, there is an additional law Midrabanon that if he touches liquid, then that liquid will become Tomei, and the liquid is also able to make a Kli Tomei. And this is also only Midrabanon, so really there are three different Midrabanon transfers of Tumah over here. A Rishon HaTumah touch somebody's hands, for example, so the hands become Tomei Midrabanon. The hands touch liquid that touches even a Rishon HaTumah becomes Tomei Midrabanon, and then if the liquid touches a utensil, that is part of this unique law that makes liquid Tomei Midrabanon, that it can even make a utensil Tomei. So since anyway this entire impurity is based on multiple Midrabanon stringencies, they were lenient as to view the Beis HaTzvi'a as a separate part to the rest of the utensil. And the second case that the Beis HaTzvi'a is viewed separately is Vahatahoyreis, regarding Tohar hands that are wet and that touch a Kli whose outer surface became Tomei via touching Tomei liquids, which means that this Tumah that the Kli has itself is only Midrabanon. And if it touches the liquid which is on the person's hands, then the liquid will become Tomei Midrabanon on the level of a Rishon HaTumah, and then since the liquid is touching his hands, Midrabanon, hands that touch a Rishon HaTumah, become Tomei. So since in this case, again, this is based on multiple Midrabanon stringencies, it's in this case as well, specifically that the Rabbanon said that we can view the Beis HaTzvi'a as separate from the rest of the utensil. And the next Mishnah will explain in what exact case we are talking about. Just the Mishnah ends off on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that it's specifically Le'omre Elo Le'odama Tahoyos Bulvad. The Chachomim only differentiated between the Beis HaTzvi'a and the rest of the outer surface of the utensil in the case of pure hands that are wet and touch a Kli whose outer surface is Tomei, meaning the second case that Rabbi Meir mentioned. But not with regards to somebody whose hands are already Tomei, who touches the liquid on the outer part of a Kli, and the question is with regards to the Kli becoming Tomei. According to Rabbi Yossi, we're more lenient with regards to a person who himself is still pure. Mishnah Ches, Ketzad, what exactly is the case that the previous Mishnah talked about where somebody has pure hands, and it's going to make a difference if we view the Beis HaTzvi'a as separate from the rest of the outer surface of the utensil? Hayod Tahiris. If somebody had hands which were still fully pure, and the outer surface of the Kli was Tomei, that is to say, Tomei liquid had touched the outer surface, and it had not touched the Beis HaTzvi'a itself, this carved out handle. So if we're able to view the Beis HaTzvi'a as distinct and separate from the rest of the outer surface, that means that the Beis HaTzvi'a itself is still pure. Now, although the person's hands are pure, they are also wet, which means that if he touches the outer surface, which is Tomei right now, Midrabanon, then the liquid on his hands would also become Tomei, and it would make his hands Tomei as well. But over here, Achoz Beis HaTzvi'a, he only held onto it by touching the Beis HaTzvi'a. He does not need to be concerned that his hands became Tomei via touching the rest of the outer surface of the Kli. As long as he thinks that he didn't touch the rest of the outer surface, he doesn't need to be concerned that he did. And since we view the Beis HaTzvi'a as separate from the rest of the outer surface, by touching the Beis HaTzvi'a, he does not become Tomei. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody was drinking from a cup whose outside surface was Tomei Midrabanon, because Tomei liquid had touched it, he does not need to be concerned that the liquid which is inside of his mouth became Tomei via touching the outer part of the cup, even though it's very likely that indeed the very top of the outer surface where the rim is, it is extremely likely that the liquid that's in his mouth did have contact with the very top of the outer surface. And then it went back and made the cup itself Tomei by touching the inside. Although it's very possible for this to be the case, that the liquid that he is drinking touched both the outside and part of the inside of the cup, in which case it would make the entire cup Tomei, because the liquid itself became Tomei from the outside of the cup. And Tomei liquid can make Kalim Tomei Midrabanon, so if it touches the inside of the cup, all of it should become Tomei. The Mishnah says one does not need to be concerned about that, because even if that did happen, when the Rabbanon originally made their decree of Tomei liquids making things Tomei and then making the liquid itself Tomei, they explicitly excluded this case from their decree. Because otherwise, pretty much any cup whose outer surface became Tomei would end up being Tomei. People wouldn't be able to stand by these stringencies, and therefore they explicitly excluded this case from their stringency. And one additional case that they excluded from these Midrabbanon stringencies is Kumkum Shumartiach, a kettle that is boiling water. In Choshesh, one does not need to be concerned, meaning even if this is true, it doesn't matter. Shema Yotsu Mashkin Mitoicho V'Nogba Achirov, that perhaps the liquid, the water, left the kettle and touched the outside of the kettle, V'Chozu L'Toicho, and then came back into the inside and had some sort of contact with the inside of the kettle. Even though this could be very possible, the steam rising to the top and then forming droplets and having contact with the inside of the kettle. Nevertheless, in order to avoid things just becoming Tomei on a very large degree and people not being able to stand by these laws of impurity, the Rabbanon excluded this case as well from their decree. Mishates, after mentioning certain cases where we are even more lenient in terms of the law of Acharayim V'Toich, that we can split the outer surface into two and view the Beis Tzviya, this handle that is carved out of the side of the kli, we can view that as a separate part. Now the Mishnah mentions a case where we are more strict and we don't have the concept of Acharayim V'Toich at all. That is to say, even if the Tomei liquid touches only the outer surface, the entire kli will become Tomei. Klei HaKodesh, kelim, utensils that are used for korbanos, sacrifices. The laws of impurity are far more stringent with regards to korbanos. And one such example is over here, Ein lohem Acharayim V'Toich, the law of Acharayim V'Toich does not apply to them. The Ein lohem Beis Tzviya, and likewise, we don't view the Beis Tzviya as a separate part, but rather, even if the Tomei liquid only touches any part of the outer surface, the entire kli will become Tomei. And the Mishnah adds an additional stringency. Whilst on the topic, Ve'ein matbilim kelim b'soich kelim l'kodesh, when it comes to utensils that are used for the meat of korbanos, if they became Tomei and he's coming to purify them by dipping them into a mikveh, he shouldn't place one kli into another kli and dip them both into the mikveh at the same time, because we're concerned that the water of the mikveh won't touch every single part of the surfaces of the kli, because the inside kli might weigh down on the bottom of the outside kli. And even though the likelihood is this is not the case, nevertheless, we are more stringent with regards to kelim that are used for the meat of korbanos. The second half of this Mishnah mentions a general rule with regards to the laws of impurity, not related to the concept of Acharayim V'Toich that has been the focus of this perek, this chapter, but it's really a close to the last six perakim, the last six chapters that have been talking about general rules that apply to all different materials in terms of impurity. Kol ha-kelim yodin le tumosim machshova, any kli can gain the status of something that can become Tomei via the mere intention that a person has. Of course, it's the owner of that item whose intention we care about. And an example of this is, for example, a ring which is used and worn by an animal that is not able to become Tomei. However, the exact same ring which is worn by a person can become Tomei. So if somebody has such a ring, and until now it's been used by his animal, but he has the intention to now designate it for the use of a ring to be worn by a human being, that mere intention is enough to now change the status of the ring to something that can become Tomei. However, ve'enon olin midei tum'oson ele b'shinoi maisa, something can only stop being Tomei, lose the status of a kli that can become Tomei, if somebody actually physically changes that item. So once that ring was designated for a human being to wear it, if he then has the intention to designate it for an animal, that won't take away its status of a kli. He'll need to actually physically change the ring for it to lose its tumah status. Shehamaisim vatal min yad maisim yad machshava. Because a action, a physical change, a physical act can nullify and cancel out that which a different action or intention did. However, a mere intention cannot cancel out the effect of a physical action or even of a previous intention that caused the kli to have the status of something that can become Tomei. The next three prokim go back to discussing a specific material and kelim made of that material, and the focus of these three prokim are things made out of leather as well as items of clothing. Now, leather is one of the materials that can only become tome if it is a container, if it can hold things. And the first Mishnah talks about certain utensils that have strings attached to them, and when the strings are pulled, then it becomes a container. But if you don't pull the strings, then the utensil is in such a state that it is not able to hold things. For example, sandal imki, a sandal which came from the place called Imki. This consisted of a piece of leather that was that one would put their foot on, and it would wrap the leather around the top of their foot, and the two ends of the leather would be tied together with strings that were attached to either end of the leather. So until the strings are tied together, it's not fit to be a sandal at all. Once the strings are tied, or as soon as the strings are attached and one is able to just tie them together, so then it already has the status of a shoe, which is something designated to support the weight of a person, and therefore it can become tome, just like anything that is supposed to support the weight of a person, even if it's not actually a container. The kishel shnotzeis, a kind of drawstring bag that, once again, like we explained, if you pull the strings, only then does the material turn into a container that can hold things, but before you have actually pulled the drawstrings, it's a flat piece of material that can't contain things. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afkfifa mitzres, even an Egyptian basket made of palm branches which are woven together. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Af sandal lodiki keitzvahen, a sandal that comes from the place called Lodiki, which was very similar to the previous leather sandal that we mentioned. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this is also similar to the previously mentioned kelim. All of these, hari elu mitam'in or mitarin shelo be'uman, they can become tomei and then lose their ability to become tomei without a professional craftsman. That is to say, as soon as the strings are added to the basket or to the sandal, such that you're now able to turn it into a container with great ease, as soon as that is the case, it can become tomei. And if you take the string off, then it will lose its ability to become tome, because it's not fit to be a container. And the Mishnah is saying that even if the person who adds the string onto it doesn't do it professionally, nevertheless, it's sufficient for it to be considered a kli. And the argument between the different opinions mentioned in the Mishnah is based on how difficult and how much a professional is needed to actually add the strings onto the kli. Rabbi Yossi says, V'haloi kol ha-kelim mitamim mitarim shlo ba'uman. Surely this is true with regards to all kelim, that they can become tome and lose their ability to become tome without a craftsman. At the end of the day, if it's able to be a container, then it can become tome. If not, then it can't become tome. There's nothing unique about these utensils, according to the way that the Mishnah has presented it until now. However, says Rabbi Yossi, there is actually something unique about these utensils. Aval elu afal pishein mutorin, these utensils, even if they are untied, that is to say, once the strings have been added to these utensils and it's gained the ability to become tome, once that has happened, then even if the strings come off and it is untied, they do not lose their status of being able to become tome. Shahedet yochel achziram, because any regular person without any professional ability is able to just reattach the string. Le'omru elabich fifa mitzres, the Chachom only said that when the strings are taken off, it loses the status to become tome. With regards to the Egyptian basket, which is made up of the palm branches, sha'afa umon eini yochel achzira, because even a professional craftsman isn't able to reattach the string to such a basket once the string comes off. But with regards to the other utensils that were mentioned, at least once it has gained the ability to become tome by the strings being attached, even if the strings later on become detached, it does not lose the status of a kli that can become tomei.